Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
Welcome back to Shit Show Saturday. We have a returning guest, a very special member of this community, an OG. Welcome back, Jamie.
Hey, how are you doing, Andrea?
I am well. So, okay, I'm going to ask some different questions in the beginning, but I am going to ask the same question as now at this part in your journey, what would you like to hear when you walk into a room? You get a redo of that.
So that's about, I told you I tried to keep my mind flat.
What comes to mind?
I still think it's the same song. I'm going to fly. Amy Grant.
You're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to change it. Okay. Pizza or pasta?
Pasta for sure.
Okay. Hot dog or hamburger?
Hamburger.
Okay. Donut or muffin?
Ooh, but I like them both. Donut.
Okay. And then last one, sushi or tacos?
What kind of sushi?
Sushi or tacos. Whatever kind of sushi, whatever kind of taco.
Sushi.
Okay. All right, so let's start here.
Those are new ones.
Yeah, I know. I have to have new questions for next. I can't just keep asking about carbs.
But I did want to tell you, I listened to my old one. And
you did?
I did. And I was like, who is that? But 2 years and plus later, there's definitely growth. But one thing that happened, which is terrible, is my Epis, they stopped making my Epis in June. And I had been eating them for like 10 years. That was my carb, remember? And I'm still having a loss, but
grief.
And only people who had heard the first one will understand what I'm talking about. And
yes. We need to find the secret recipe or something.
I've looked.
I'm sure you
know
my secret. Okay, well, that's perfect because my first question to you was going to be, can you explain the state that you were in when you first joined this community?
Oh, yes. I'd already been overwhelmed with emotions and feelings and grief, and I was very lonely. I'd just come back to AA meetings, and then I heard you, and it was a relief. It was such a relief, but I was, you know, right away, I loved what I was hearing. I could, you know, there's people like me, but I was scared, and I think, you know, some of the things that I'm still working on were, I was very raw. Like, I did not know how to express myself at all. And that wasn't, you know, by the time I got to the first Shit Show Saturday, I was shocked I could express myself. And it's all because I took a chance with you and your group, because other people were taking chances. And to try and get over the, you know, I have to be perfect. Everybody has to like me. And I still have that. I'm working on it. And I know I haven't gone there in IFS yet, but it's a protective part. I won't figure it out. It will be revealed when it's time to be revealed.
Exactly.
The other thing is I was all over the place. I just felt like I still have a lot of chatter at times, but not all the time anymore. And I know my real self, and I didn't even know the concept of a real self. What attracted me, especially with you, was how you, authenticity, purpose, these were new words to me. And now it's become very obvious. That's what I've been searching for. I'm not feeling it right now, but earlier this morning, honestly, when I think about you and I think about all that has changed because of you and this group, my abandonment pain comes up a little bit. And that's what I've been searching for all my life, is on some, you know, less dysfunctional level, you are helping me with ACA to meet my abandonment issues that to have a mom.
Yeah.
You know, to put it, but as I'm learning, I do have it in me, but I don't think I would have found it. I don't think I would have known it unless I found an adult child through you. And then you have this platform and our groups, and they're amazing. Oh my God. I remember them in the beginning. They were not, there was a lot more trauma dumping, honestly. Now, oh my goodness, you just see everybody's growth, or, you know, they might be having some real crap and they need to get that out, but it's not a dump.
Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom shared.
Yeah, it's been amazing to me to find out how big this adult child world is, and all these people have written books and IFS, and, you know, it's almost too much sometimes. I mean, the Red Book has been, you know, where it was like, just a relief.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know me. How did you know me? How did you know? And here's a solution. And I guess that was a very long answer to.
Oh, it was perfect.
Like,
it was perfect. Has there been a shift or a realization or something that you now see differently about your childhood than perhaps you may have when you first joined?
It's much more detailed. The pain, the loneliness. The little girl who just wanted everything to be okay and didn't understand why things weren't predictable. And before I got here and understood adult child, I knew my mom was mentally ill. I knew I hadn't really had mothering. I didn't know really what that meant. And the abandonment wound and that feeling I get not as often anymore with that was so familiar through my life with different people. And I think about a year into all of this, my therapist had to take a leave of absence and I was a wreck and I got it. I understood it was not her at all. And so that's huge. That's huge. And so more and more comes back. Nothing, you know, that's out of the ordinary that I'm like, oh my God, really? Lots of appreciation for my parents. You know, it's transgenerational and I hurt for them and then I'm confused by them and they're not living anymore. So that's even weirder. But they wouldn't, in the states they were before they died, they wouldn't have been able to have a conversation with me about this.
And, yeah. And then you'd have to deal with like what we all deal with is like when we slip into the moments where we think that we can.
Yeah.
At least you don't have to worry about having that.
No, exactly. And I really, my heart goes out to everybody who still has parents and they're messed up. But I have people in my life like that, that are close to me that I have to realize, like I have not had contact with my sister for over a year and a half. I can't. Yeah. And because it was going to interfere with my healing.
Yep.
It was a burden I can do. And I just can't play that game. That's the thing about ACA. People are real. You know, we can talk, you know, from the heart and not like to have a relationship with my sister right now. It would be so superficial. I don't know. And I go days without thinking about her now.
That's wonderful.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's a good thing and a bad thing, right? Where it's like you get to learn how to have these real connections, but it just leaves you like where you have just no capacity for fluff.
No, that's it. And so I understand and I hear it with so many of the shit shows, how they need to, you know, care for themselves in their relationships with these people who are not real, are sick. And we have a little microcosm of wonderfulness. AA, the room's in AA too.
Yeah.
Not like adult child.
I would love for you to share about your journey with your job.
Oh, yes. Okay. Actually, in my IFS work, I started to appreciate and have a good feeling for some of my protectors based on where it took me and my profession. And at first, I wanted them to get the hell out of here. And I know what that's not how it works. And I'm moving in a better direction. But I'm so thankful that, you know, my sobriety date isn't until 10 years later, but I put down things for a while and I went back to school and I found out I was smart because I wasn't smoking pot anymore, and I thrived. And I was working as a dietitian full time. I was, you know, I hadn't done any of that at the age of 24 when I put everything down. My life was, I had nothing. I was very, very, very sick. And so my competency and my enjoyment in life, and I just thrived. And I got into medical school. This is God. It was HP. I was an older student. I applied to 20 places. I got one interview.
Wow.
And so I thrived in medical school. I just loved it. But if you look at the rest of my life, which was probably 25%, because I always wanted to be studying and I loved learning, but I had horrible hostage relationships. I was such an adult child. Oh my goodness. It makes me cringe. But to separate that out, I've had a long career as a pediatrician, but I've done a lot of things that isn't appropriate to go into all the different things, but I never really wanted to be a general pediatrician, you know, sore throats and runny noses and all that kind of stuff. And then in medical school, when I got to my pediatric clerkship, it was so obvious that I was meant to do pediatrics. But I tried to do neonatal, and that was when I first got sober. And it wasn't the right thing to do, to be working 120 hours. And it was my first really humbling to ask people to help me mm-hmm. go attend a meeting or something. So fast forward, you know, we moved. I was a general pediatrician. I was enjoying it. I love kids. I love the parents. I love development. And part of all of that, I'm definitely relating back to my childhood. But so I had 5 years of my own practice doing weight management for kids and families. And that was because I was a dietitian. And it was, as you know, an emotional sobriety relapse. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot of things that, you know, were not behaviorally healthy. But I have no trouble with HP. Because I have been so held and so protected. It's like, how did I get into medical school? How did I get out of a ton of debt? Mm-hmm. And so after all of that, I got the job I'd had for the last 12 years as a general pediatrician. And I started to become an adult. You know, I had many years of sobriety, but I just had a lot of chaos, I think. And now I know it was the adult child in addition to everything else. I got away from the program. And so I had many just kind of years that I was just enjoying everything, raising kids, and everything was going well and getting out of financial difficulties and look at me, but hardly doing any recovery or program. And my mom passed in the spring of 21. And that was the minute everything came up for me. And all of a sudden, I realized I got to take a leave of absence. I didn't know what was wrong with me. And I still didn't know what was wrong with me until I found you. And I think that was a whole nother year later. But I did get some grief counseling after she died. And I hadn't had any counseling and for a long time. And I had gone back to meetings, and a few of the people that knew me many, many years ago were there. And, you know, I started being able to talk to real people and be out there and not so scared and anxious all the time, which I had no idea I really was until I really was. And so it took about 2 years, but it got worse and worse at work. And I was not happy. I mean, I loved it in the exam room with the families and the kids. And the minute I came out, there was so much we had to do and notes and unpaid work and phone calls and at everybody's beck and call and psychosocial. And I was so burned out. But what I realized after I left, well, I took another leave of absence. And that's when I was already here in group. And I was about to go back, and I knew I was going to need a leave of absence within 2 to 3 weeks. And so I was turning 65, and somehow I thought that was like, there was like an official retirement in society or something like that. You get some diploma, but that isn't it. But I did inherit some money from my mother. And, you know, I've had some times where I go back to my childhood, but she's mothering me. And I have a lot of mixed, you know, she was a really good person, but she was horribly, horribly mentally ill. And so I gave notice and I went back for 3 weeks, and I worked really hard and I was a great employee and nobody cared. And they were so burned out, they couldn't even say goodbye. It was difficult, but I knew I needed to leave because there wasn't going to be time for me to heal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know I would have been relapse.
Yeah, there's
emotional relapse. When people say that, what relapse? ACA relapse? Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with substances. It has to do with, you know, getting a little too comfortable or just
a little too crazy.
A little too crazy, or just acquiescing to the life.
Yeah.
And I'll do it for 5 more years and then I'll retire.
Well, it's kind of like it's like becoming a reactor rather than an actor.
You always know how to put a summary to that. And I'm going to fast forward a little bit to say that you also were a role model in that. Other people, like, I could tell I'm not meant to do that job. I don't know what it is yet. I really don't. I have been following very slowly some training for patient advocacy, which does not require ND. But I also know it's been a year and I still need a lot of rest and healing, which people tell me, you know, for 30 something, whatever years, or 40, really, I was go, 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 go. And ACA adult child is allowing me to rest, find out who I am, take care of my inner child. Like, I always could play. I've always loved to play and humor and all that. But other stuff, especially the IFS and doing things with a loving parent and just realizing that we were born this way with ourselves. And it got totally covered and in cement and whatever. And we're just chiseling it away now. And how do I know that? Because when I used to say, before I heard any IFS or anything else about adult child, that when I first came here, it was probably in group, that I remembered me as a 3-year-old. And now I remember me through my whole life, if I don't muddy it up. And that was myself. And so, you know, some people say it's like the sun and right, it's a beautiful day here today, but sometimes it's completely socked in and cloudy. And so there must have been some sunnier times for myself. Mm-hmm. I definitely had angels in my life, babysitters, one teacher, seventh, eighth grade. I went to her after class every day for 2 years. And there were other people, like, I think I said my other one, we don't need to go into, but how I got to boarding school was through a camp counselor. You know, people, I think, can sense need.
Yes.
And I didn't know that, but I am so grateful. And again, that feels like HP. And it's so where I am right now with it is really trying to wear it loosely. It's like, I'm curious to find out what's next. I mean, I really don't know. Like, I had 3 or 4 months that I was, you know, taking my daughter and not a lot of time to figure out things. And this is the first I'm back now to my time. And I don't know, tomorrow will be revealed. I really don't know. And it's most of the time okay. It is really okay. In fact, it's a gift, because all we really have is today. And I am so spoiled. And so I have so much abundance. And another really big thing for me from adult child is more 4-step stuff, that when I first did a 4-step and I had these character defects, I was like, oh, you do that too? You mean I can do that? You're human? I'm human. And now I'm really starting to see where the adult child or the,
mechanisms.
Yeah. And why am I getting defensive about that?
Okay, shit show dudes, you can tune out. This is for my fellow shit show ladies. Are you going through perimenopause or menopause? I'm not quite there yet, but I know that I have plenty to look forward to. Feeling like a wet sock driving down the highway. Night sweats. Poor sleep. Feeling tired all the time. Bloating. Gas. Man, can't wait for this shit. Now, if that is applicable to you, then you have to try Hormone Harmony. So Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 fucking seconds, okay? Now, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. Now, for my younger shit show women like myself, if you struggle from that vicious week before your period, you want to crawl out of your skin, experience cravings, want to eat everything in the damn house, you feel a little bit down or off, well, Happy Mammoth also has a product for you to make it easier to manage your PMS with their Estro Control. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code adultchild at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code adultchild for 15% off today.
Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
Why am I reacting? That was, you don't need, and there's been a lot of good changes just by almost restraint of pen and tongue. And I've learned how to do that here. And in some ways, I feel still, because I'm telling you about this, that I'm like this young kid learning how to be socialized. But that's okay, too. That's okay. Because
the biggest thing that people need to learn, like in everyone, is like one of the, I think, the most beneficial things of what we learn through all this stuff is the overreactions, you know, and how key that is for everyone to understand that. When we're having these outsized reactions to things, it does not have to do with what's present, you know?
And sometimes it can be so subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, if you haven't heard it, I know you have, but it just rang many bells for me when I heard it, and I don't forget it. If it's historical.
If it's hysterical.
I mean, if it's hysterical, historical.
Yeah.
So there's so many, you know, new awarenesses and sometimes it's hard to believe I made it this far out, you know, but I think, again, HP, we had protectors, and now, you know, now it's time to deal with what was being protected.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't know how long that's going to take, but I was going to say, I do know that every time I'm able to do my work, and I am, which is amazing. I have the incredible access. I mean, I haven't stopped crying since my mom was, you know, passed, and my dad passed the next year, and I still haven't really dealt a lot with them in therapy, but I never had access to my feelings before. You know, it's really sad, but I remember you talking about that a year or two ago, too.
I didn't start crying.
Yeah, that you never cried enough.
Out of all the, like, the therapy that you've done and the different modalities, what do you think has been most beneficial to you? And that can either be coaching, anything. Like, well,
no, I know. I have a very clear answer. And I don't know if it's the modality or if it was the person. But when my therapist took a leave of absence, and I wasn't sure I liked her. I called Andrea. I called you. And I got a coach who I still work with. And actually, I'll just advertise her. She has a podcast, One Day at a Time, Arlena. She just wrote the best book, if you're into 12 Steps, 12 Steps for Skeptics. Very nice little paperback and easy to read. But she saw me, heard me. She made me feel like I was normal right now. And I haven't felt it 100% so far as we've been talking, but I'm there, pretty 80%. Actually, we can be how we are. And so sometimes I'm like, do I really need to work with her? Do I really need? And I also have a therapist I do that's degreed EMDR. And I like the EMDR, but I like IFS a lot better. I feel like that's where I want to go more. And then, I don't know, I have a third person I work with, and I think you know about her, but I'm not sure I really want to go into all that. But she sees me too, and she gets childhood trauma. They both do. But she's been in it. She's had it. And so I have these three professionals I work with, and I consider them my, you know, tripod. And then I have your groups, and I have, oh my goodness, I have to talk about this. Please. My step meeting, my yellow book step meeting, that there are, I always say six, I think there's eight of us. It was meant bigger at the beginning, but everybody dropped off, that we all met here. And it's been over a year and a half, and we're about to start step four.
Really?
We made it through step three now.
Oh my goodness, that's so funny.
And some people in
their group, well, they just started a group in there, and they're moving so slow, but they're not moving as slow as y'all.
Yeah, well, we start with wins, and then every single question, if you want to, you talk about it. And we're all in different places. There's some people that it's the first time they've seen the 12 steps. They're not needing to be in substance recovery or anything like that. And the light bulbs and the, you know, finding your own place, the higher power or whatever good orderly direction it is. And they have, I think, out of anything, that's been the most, I don't know, life changing or real. I mean, it is on Zoom,
but I do see
once a week on Saturdays. And we, you know, for the most part, we have not missed a Saturday. And initially one person was running it, but then she was getting burned out. And so we all just take turns being the what we call the lead. Mm-hmm. And that person finds the meditation for the day that we start with. And then, you know, just kind of, okay, we're on question number two. Let's, you know, just kind of facilitate a little bit. But I did get to meet one of our members who lives back east. So I'm on the West Coast, and it was like we had just known each other forever. And she shared with me the text she sent Andrea, because I had talked to Andrea. I said, call her. And then it was basically, she felt like she was meeting herself. I don't know, remember how she said it. And it's a, you know, actually this whole making friends process is, I don't know how much time more we have, but you know, I'm a newbie there too. And so when I meet people like that, I just want them to be in my life every day.
Okay.
And I'm really learning how to trust the process. And another really wonderful thing that has happened because of this group is I made my first friend, and she is 4 years sober as of last Friday. And Andrea knows her because I met her here. And she was just saying, oh, I got this cancellation. I'm a masseuse. And she never talked about what she did. And I'm like, where are you? And she was like, we're in my area. And we met that night. And it's 3 years later. And we only see each other about once a month, but we know each other. We've both grown incredibly. And I'm just trusting this process. It's a little scary. You know, I grew up my whole life just like, hanging on to people, needy, the 14 traits. And I actually haven't done this, but I do go to an adult child meeting every Sunday at 6.
Are you still going to that?
I'm still going. It's still good. Some of my adult child stuff is, why can't everybody just show up every week? Why can't they be committed? Like me. That was another thing I noticed after I stopped working. Is prior to adult child, I just thought I got triggered. I didn't know my nervous system was on fire. And I realized after I wanted people to just do what I thought was the best thing to do. Like I knew what the right thing to do was. And so I would have a lot of anxiety and a lot of angst when there was conflict. Mm-hmm. And people weren't listening to me. And all these things that, honestly, I'm a little bit protected by right now by not working. I'm not in a lot of those situations.
Or you get triggered, exactly.
Say that again?
To get triggered.
Yeah. And so, but I do. But it's different now. I don't act out on it. I feel it. And then I take it to somebody and talk about it. Because it's going to go on probably the rest of my life. Yeah, I'd like to say I just joke around and I'm all healed. And, you know, the statue has been chiseled out of all that rock. And here I am. And
No, I always said something on Instagram.
I see that whole butterfly chrysalis and all that. I think I'm poking out of the chrysalis. That's right.
Analogy. I had posted something a couple months ago. I said, when someone says to me, you're not healed, you're just isolated with no one to trigger you.
Well, that, you know, when I heard you, I was out in my yard and I was finding joy within me, maybe, you know, trying to like myself. And I had no idea how isolated I was. I had a very social job. I had three kids, high school, college, and a partner, and I was totally in my head and not talking to anybody. I'm just listening to podcasts, and you know, they comfort me. The reading, it comforts me, and I've had to look at that too, because I get overwhelmed. And actually, the chat is a little too much for me. It's long. I don't take the time to read. I love you guys, and I'm so glad you have a place to go and you have time to write. But somebody was talking about The Artist's Way.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I saw that.
And I did start that book. I'm not doing it weekly at all. It's an amazing book. And there are several things that I'm doing that I'm just trusting, like writing with my left hand to my dear little Jamie. And I was always lamenting that I wasn't journaling. I was a big writer at different times in my life. And I have all of it if I want to go see who I was 30 years ago. But I started writing. And again, she calls it morning pages. And I don't do it every morning. I just don't want to stop doing it. But it's added another, it's almost like the opposite of whatever a layer is.
Yeah.
In terms of healing.
Yep, I agree.
And there's no right way to do any of these things. There's no wrong way to do any of these things. But some of them, and I've also really resisted doing them like school, because I you know, here, give me all these books that I want to take all these notes on every podcast I listen to. I know I'm going to listen to it again and take notes because, and I have given into that sometimes, but it comes again, HP. And sometimes HP says, you got to take a break. And in the artist's way, she really encourages you to take a week without reading a thing.
Ooh.
And I'm not ready. And other people that I talked to that have been using the book haven't done it yet either.
Yeah, I don't think I
can. Anything, you know, that's all screens and I guess you could watch TV.
Yeah, maybe a show on TV. I don't know. That seems impossible. I mean, you'd have to like, how could you function in society? You'd really have to like be on vacation somewhere isolated for that to happen, you know? Can I read road sign?
Oh, I agree. When I was younger, we'd go by, you know, road signs or the billboards. And I'm like, why do I have to look at everything? Why do I have to read everything? You know, we'll see. And there is, you know, but I would love to finish various books that you talk about. I've read a little bit. I will.
When it's time, I'm sure.
I do.
Yep, exactly. I'd love for you to share just a little bit about how you feel like this has shifted for you as a mom. How has it changed how you show up as a mom?
Oh my goodness, Andrea. I wear it a lot more loosely. It's kind of a loaded subject for me because I'm really different than the rest of my family. They're very, very closed, and with the exception of my partner. But then they're not, and they're wonderful. We're a wonderful family together. But, you know, I think there might even be some concrete thinking and spectrum stuff. And, you know, I don't project on them they're getting the trauma and they're going to be an adult child. I'm just trying not to make it worse. You know, actually, in much of my life, do no harm. And for myself, let's not create any more wreckage. And there's a warmth that they know how much I love them, but I backed off. I think I backed off trying to be included. And I don't know how well, I'm not going into it that well because it's still, I'm actually really wearing HP that I am. I'm a good mom. I love them. They know I love them. We provide for them. And have we done everything I think that they'll need later in life? No. But they're getting that opportunity, and especially now through the teenage years and college, to be able to recognize it's all about them. They're super smart. Their brains are, you're at your highest. And I'm not a debater. I can't, you know, I don't go there. If I start to go there, it becomes a problem because they just need to be.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. We'll see.
And often they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I am definitely different as a mom in a good way.
Do they understand? Like, have you ever explained to them what this topic is?
They totally understand. They know exactly what I'm doing right now. Yeah, basically not a lot. Uh-huh. You know, they don't. Sometimes they ask. My daughter asked me more questions when I was driving her back and forth to Walnut Creek, and like who Arlena is and who now, you know, and I could. And then sometimes she doesn't want to talk about anything. And so I take their lead.
Yeah.
They know I go to meetings. They know I'm very proud of my sobriety and that this is saving my life. Mm-hmm. That there's been a big change. They know your name. And you met one or two of them.
Right? Yeah, two of them, I think.
I want you to come back out here.
Well,
not to live, but.
I will come visit for sure. Know. Once it cools off.
After, you know, I told you I listened to my. And that was in October of 22. The next thing was your retreat in Florida at the dinner. And everybody is talking about what being a part of it.
That was a really great. It was
wonderful. And I know you did a little thing in Chicago, too. And I'll help.
Yeah.
Do something.
Make something happen. I'd love to.
I think.
Well, any closing comments? I'll just say, it's just thank you for continuing to stay on the ride and your support has meant everything to me, and it's just really been unconditional support. And yeah, thank you for just continuing to show up. And the people that have stuck around, like, you guys don't understand how much that means to me. Like, that really means everything to me. Like, there is a warmth that I feel whenever, you know, somebody who's been here since the beginning, like the comfort that provides me is, it feels like a warm hug. So
Thank you.
Well, and also it's evidence.
Yeah.
It is evidence, Andrea. And I know you, you're an adult child and you go to dark places too, but I see this going on for a long, long time.
Here we go. Yes. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Love you, Jamie, so much.
I love you, Andrea. Let it all go.